Welcome to this week's vlog. I know just how difficult it is on farm at the moment. We've managed to do an odd day spraying and fertilising, but we desperately need some settled weather to try and enable us to get caught up from what has been a disastrous winter. Just at the end of last week, we had the TB consultation, which was finally published from DEFRA. We've been working on this for the last 18 months, and it has been incredibly frustrating, but I'm grateful that Steve Barclay has finally got that consultation out. We've got a live event on the 28th of March. I know many of you are really passionate about this topic. Please do join us to feed into that consultation. Earlier this week, there was a press release in the Independent Review into Farm Assurance from the AHDB and the farming unions. This is your opportunity to have your voice heard. It's been a very controversial topic for the NFU, but we need you to help shape the future of farm assurance and what you want it to look like. Our roadshow of events starts next week. Please do attend and make sure that your voice is heard. On Monday, we had the Blue Tongue Roundtable with Lord Douglas Miller and Minister Mark Spencer. This was all about planning how we are going to try and deal with Blue Tongue should we have an incursion this summer, which looks highly likely. Some of the modelling is very concerning, and the question is, how do we minimise the impact on businesses while also making sure that we are looking after animal health and welfare and avoiding any catastrophic implications? I'm now going to hand over to Phil Crawley from our Poultry Board.
In November 2023, the RSPCA ensured members of a new set of laying hen welfare standards. The NFU was concerned about the lack of consultation prior to these standards being introduced and also the lack of sound scientific evidence. The NFU are asking for clear engagement from the RSPCA and have had regular meetings with them to highlight the concerns of the members. This has led to RSPCA Assured amending these standards, removing the veranda requirement and extending the timeline for the provision of natural daylight. Acknowledging these changes, the NFU has strongly urged the RSPCA Assured to pause introduction of any new standards to allow a proper consultation to take place. This week, the RSPCA Assured amended a pause on new standards. Whilst this is welcomed, we are seeking urgent clarity on what this looks like and are urging the RSPCA Assured to conduct an industry-wide survey and consultation so members like you and I can input our views.
Thanks to Phil for his contribution. That's the end of this week's vlog. I really do hope that the weather gets better and that you all get busy on the land. I'd like to remind you about the live event in TB. This is your opportunity to feed into a really important consultation. Thank you for listening.